Montana Real Estate Headlines. Montana Public Records Online Directory, new resource for MT Real Estate Pros. An online directory of Montana Public Records is now available to help users locate government records and property information. Real estate professionals in MT can streamline due diligence, verify ownership history, and access county-level records essential for transactions. Bookmark this directory for quick access to Montana public records across jurisdictions. https://publicrecords.nonline.com/state-mt. Montana Real Estate Headlines. Montana average realtor commission holds at 5.67%. The average realtor commission in Montana is 5.67%, and understanding how commission structures work remains critical for industry participants. For Montana real estate professionals, commission clarity directly impacts pricing conversations with clients and competitive positioning in local markets. Review the full breakdown at http://fastexpert.com/blog. What is the average commission in Montana? Montana Real Estate Headlines. MT Property Records Tool, new search hub for deeds, liens, and permits. Montana Property Records Search is a centralized platform for checking property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens statewide. Real estate professionals in MT can streamline due diligence, verify ownership chains, and identify encumbrances faster with a single record search hub. Bookmark hmontana.propertychecker.com for your next transaction. Montana Real Estate Headlines. MT Building Permits, State Resources for Code Compliance. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry provides building permit applications and related resources through its Business Standards Division. Real estate professionals in MT need to understand local permit requirements to accurately advise clients on property transactions, construction timelines, and code compliance issues. Review current permit applications and requirements at the source URL before your next property deal or development project. Montana Real Estate Headlines. Helena launches Civic Access online portal for building permits. The City of Helena has introduced Civic Access, a new online licensing and permitting system that lets residents handle more city business digitally. Real estate professionals in MT can now guide Helena clients through faster, remote-friendly permit applications, streamlining transactions, and reducing delays. Review the new permit types and online submission process at the source URL to prepare clients for digital filings. Montana Real Estate Updates. Montana Board of Realty Regulation, your professional resource hub. The Montana Board of Realty Regulation website serves as the official state portal for real estate licensing, regulation, and professional standards. MT real estate professionals rely on this board for license requirements, continuing education, and compliance updates that directly affect their practice. Bookmark https://boards.bsd.dli.mt.gov/realty-regulation/ to stay current on regulatory changes and licensing needs. Montana Real Estate Updates. Gallatin Public Records Portal now available via Netter Online for MT Pros. Netter Online has launched a centralized portal for Gallatin County public records, property tax information, and assessor searches. Real estate professionals in MT can access verified property data, tax history, and ownership records to support transactions and due diligence in Gallatin County. Bookmark hpublicrecords.nen.com/state/county/Gallatin for quick Gallatin property lookups. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.